I am from beyond. Listen, and all you desire will be yours. Welcome to Spider-Dan and the Secret Wars. Prepare for battle.
Good morning, everyone. We're here at Malta Comic Con again. We're here with the amazing Gene Ha.
Good morning.
How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good, yeah. Good sleep. Good rest.
No, but that's why it's so good. We're having a lot of fun.
Superb. So how are you finding the island? How are you finding the con?
Quirky and delightful. My first impression when I got here is I called it Northern Exposure on the Mediterranean, and it really still feels that way.
How are you finding the people coming to your desk and stuff? Are they interested in what you're doing? Just in your arts?
Everybody here is kind of eager to kind of see new things and, yeah, enjoy art or just the goofiness of a comic convention. So it's been a lot of fun. Amazing cosplay here.
Excellent. So, about you, have you got anything coming up? What are you working on at the moment? Can you talk about it? Have you got anything secret? Anything you can tell us exclusively?
See, that's the thing. Okay, so I just got done with my creator-owned book, May, M-A-E, from Lionforge. But then the two things I'm doing afterward are an unannounced project, short story from Marvel, and then an unannounced graphic novel from DC Comics. And I can't say much more than that, except after we turn the recording off, where you're going to excise this part out, right? Oh, yeah, yeah. DC Comics is just going to steal all the Disney characters and just like, Marvel, I'm sorry. They're called Marvel superheroes for now. And just like make parody versions of them and pirate them around the world. So it's going to be great. I'm going to be the main guy behind it. Hopefully I won't get sued. But yeah, okay, you can start recording again. Or else,
you know. Hopefully you won't get sued. I imagine you probably will.
What? No.
So how's your you create your own stuff going. Are people enjoying it?
Yeah. And it's just wonderful doing something where, I mean, God bless the editors. You stand between, the creators and the corporate people. But it's nice doing something where it's not, I like doing my own thing where it's not corporate driven, where it's not IP, American, blah, 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 multimedia empire stuff. And just doing what I believe in and doing it smoothly and not having weird directives coming up from on high, redirecting a writer, which I'm amazed at how professional comic book writers working for Marvel and DC can handle the constant curveballs being thrown at them and just keep on juggling and keeping everything moving and keeping an exciting story going. But I'd never be able to write like that.
The mystery question. When am I going to get to see my Superman sketch?
Oh, yeah.
And what's your favorite? Who is your favorite Superman?
Well, I mean, as we discussed earlier, I mean, obviously the best Superman of all time is Captain Trueheart. And I'm going to do the best version of him with a beard and using his heat vision. Does Captain Trueheart have heat vision? Anyway, using his heat vision to shave. No. Okay.
Gene, but Gene, not, I like
not
you.
Not teasing the staff. He's currently hitting me with a frying pan on the head. You can't hear it. They're probably editing that noise out.
I do like you, but I'm very fickle. I go off people very quickly. Don't mess with Superman.
The version of Superman I'd like to do for you is essentially the early Siegel and Schuster Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Kind of beefy, little kind of smiling, a little bit of that slightly evil squint of the early Superman.
That'd be fun. I like that. Really well. Thank you very much for your time and enjoy the rest of MaltaCon. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Dan, and I'm back here at Malta Comic Con with the one, the only, Jessica Martin. Hello, how are you?
No, Dan, I'm quite tired now because it's been a full-on weekend here.
It certainly has.
Yeah.
You are not the only one. My dogs are barking. They are tired. I was stood up watching one of the amazing talks by some of the comic book creators, and I was like, this is great, but I'm almost in tears.
Yeah, I know. It's like too much excitement. It's like being a child being given too many sweeties. It's just since the doors
opened. What do you choose? What do you go for?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can hear in the background as well. There's music, excitement,
so
and,
much.
You know, it's not just the comics. There's kind of little kind of mini sideshows with reenactors.
Yeah, reenactors of real weapons and cosplay and video games.
Yes.
3D printing.
Yeah.
You name it.
And well, Crumbs, you're telling me about stuff that I can't go to now because it's coming to an end. So
I'm selling you a show that you've missed out on now because you've been so busy.
Michael, absolutely.
But it sounds like you've had a lot of fun. Yeah, is this your first time?
This is the first time I've been invited, and I happily accepted.
Yeah.
Because it's a convention in that it's a convening of people, but it's. It's kind of like a holiday as well.
It is, yeah. There is that element. And it's a very kind of laid back, kind of chilled out atmosphere for the most part. Obviously,
Yes. Obviously,
there's a lot of work involved as well.
Oh, yes.
But I feel like everyone's been very social. The guests as well are very intermingled. All these worlds coming together.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
And lovely ice-breaking situations, you know, traveling on a coach together for a start. That invites banter. And then, of course, the famous... karaoke.
Oh, my gosh. My gosh, yes. I ask this of all my guests. What are you currently working on, or what's coming up for you that's exciting?
Okay, so I'm currently promoting my recent graphic memoir, which is called Life Drawing, Life Under Lights. I've spent a lot of my life under the lights of, in the first instance, television camera, and then lights, so footlights, limelight. I'm a stage actress, musical theatre actress.
Yeah, I am one also. Not musical theatre, but I do dabble in the acting world.
Well, this isn't surprising. I mean, people who are artistic tend to, their skills and curiosity sort of leads into a whole lot areas. And I got into comics, well, I've been in it since, my genesis was 2013 when I self-published It Girl. Movie star. So I am now currently promoting my book Life Drawing wherever I can, but I'm also getting excited about planning, pitching my next work, which is going to be a graphic biography, because this is the kind of thing that I specialise in, I guess, is lives of the, you know, the glitz and famous and forgotten.
Yeah.
So my next subject, I won't reveal everything, but it's going to be about a film star who his image will be familiar to people, but they don't realise it. He had a very, very interesting life, which, you know, spanned 20s, 30s, and he died in 40s. And we'll see where my pitch takes me.
Oh, yeah, sounds exciting stuff. I like kind of old Hollywood tales and the kind of the behind the scenes sort of thing. So I find that really fascinating. So I'm going to keep an eye out for that. And you're talking about your acting career. And you were on Doctor Who, I believe.
Yes, I was on I was in The Greatest Show in the Galaxy in 1988.
Wow.
And I played a character called Mags. And that particular storyline has somehow resonated with fans from that era, but also kind of the new generation of fans that are discovering Doctor Who, and then they want to watch the classic stuff. So thanks to my entrance into the comics world and the whole kind of geek scene, I met a lot of people who not only like comics but like Doctor Who, and I'm sure that had something to do with the fact that I've just recently completed 3 spin-off dramas for Big Finish featuring my character, because there's this renewed interest, you know, in the
amazing
in it.
That's fantastic. Well my question is, who is your favorite Doctor Who assistant? He always has a kind of sidekick, doesn't he? Who would be your favorite?
Well, that's a trick question, isn't it? Because I obviously work with Sophie Aldred.
That's right. That's right.
The Greatest Show, and she is, to my mind, the perfect Doctor's companion, because she has this tomboyish quality. She doesn't use her feminine wiles. She uses her skills and nous, and she's very kind of a kick-ass before it became an overly used phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
So, and she and I, in real life, got on very well. So I guess I'd have to be biased and say, even though there were lots of wonderful assistants.
Oh, there's been so many. And so many great doctors and colourful villains and stuff.
Yeah.
And that's why it has such a large legacy and continues to this day in comics and other media.
Absolutely.
And to be even a small part of that, you know, is an incredible achievement. It's so fascinating as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's the only thing my children ever considered that I've done that's cool. So
there you go. There you go. There you go. Well, I think it's awfully, awfully cool as well. And all the other stuff you're talking about as well. And I wish you all the luck with that. And I hope you enjoy what's left of Malta Comic Con.
On we go to just squeeze the last bit of juice.
A few last few juices. Well, you better grab it while it's hot.
Okay, Dan. Thank you.
See
you again.
Take care. Bye-bye. Hello, this is Dan, and we're back at Malta Comic Con. And I am here with Mr. Nigel Parkinson. How are you, sir?
Yeah, I'm good. I was a bit under the weather yesterday, but I'm very, very well today.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad.
I think
we've all had a little bit of...
It's been a funny old summer.
It has. Yeah, I think Dennis has had some trouble, and Ron Mars isn't feeling very well today.
There we are.
Yeah, and I had an awful taco last night.
Oh, my goodness. What happened there?
It wasn't even meat.
It
wasn't even mince. There wasn't veg in it.
It
was soft, and it was burnt, and it was dry. The worst thing, it was very, very dry.
You don't expect to have that sort of food in Malta.
No, and I think it was a one-off, because all the other food has been fantastic.
Excellent, yes.
Speaking of fantastic things, how are you finding Malta Comic Con?
Nice segue. It's been great. It's been great. I wasn't expecting it to be as good, as big, as loud, or as popular as it's been. It's been great. I've done very well, met a lot of nice people, and it's just been it's exceeded my wildest expectations.
Expectations, wow.
Even my expectations have been exceeded wildly.
So this is your very first time, yeah?
Yeah, first time I've been in Malta, first Malta Comic Con. Yeah.
Mine too. And yeah. I think I've had just as good as an experience
yeah,
as you've
had. Yeah, it's been amazing, hasn't it?
It's
yeah.
been such a blast. Everyone's yeah. lovely. Great atmosphere. Yeah. Everyone's very cheery, very happy.
Yeah.
And just happy to be here and happy to be talking, very sociable.
Always a plus.
And, you know, I don't think no one's encountered any really major issues as far as I'm aware, but...
Well, there was that one thing yesterday, but we won't go into that now.
We won't go into that. It's fine. It all got sorted out. It's cool.
Lovely.
But I'd like to just ask you, currently, you are a diamond geezer and a comic book creator
yeah.
for the ages.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I'd like to ask what you're currently working on and yes. what's coming up for you.
Well, currently, as always, I'm drawing Dennis the Menace in the Beano. That's my main gig and has been for many years now. And I'm doing that, loving every minute of it. It's quite a big job.
Yeah.
I've got a few interesting items coming up. I've got a self-published thing I can't really say too much about.
Okay.
And I've got a collection of old stuff, which I'm hoping to bring out as well. But as usual with me, it's work, attending a few cons, meeting a few people, and generally, you know, doing my best to get out there and say hello.
Well, that's great. Sounds like yes. you're getting really stuck in.
Yes.
And Dennis wanted me to ask you about Liverpool specifically, that you have a long-lasting relationship with Liverpool in general. I don't know what he was implying or...
Dennis is from Manchester, you see.
He is.
And there's always this sort of a gap of knowledge between Liverpool and Manchester, because Liverpool knows it's the greatest city on earth, and Manchester only thinks it is.
That's correct. Even I'm from Manchester, and, you know, I'm from Blackpool originally. Yeah, I moved to Manchester, so, you know.
Why?
But it could have gone either way. Could have gone either way. You know, Liverpool was the capital of culture, I remember, a while back, wasn't it?
That was very good, yeah. And Manchester's never been. I was born in Liverpool, and for a long time people used to diss it. But it's a great place. Come and visit.
I do. I did go to the Liverpool Comic Con, actually, a while back. Yeah. That was quite nice. I just met with my friend who's a photographer and stuff, and also a Liverpoolian.
It could happen.
He's a good lad.
But it could happen. But the thing is, never ask someone from Liverpool whether they support blue or red, because they'll always have a terrible family story to tell you why they don't support either.
Wow, okay. Yeah. So, some like deep, like compounded tragedy, like a Batman origin.
I just can't talk about it anymore.
It's all right. So I know I can see that your eyes are streaming. I don't want to press you for this very sensitive issue.
Why, listeners? Why does it keep on hounding me?
I'm so sorry. I'll talk to Dan. We'll issue an apology, a formal apology.
If there's money involved, I'll be happy to accept it.
And I think Dennis will pay it because he doesn't need any more bad press than he already gets.
Oh, that's true.
But I'd like to thank you so much for joining me today. It's been a lot of fun talking to you.
Thanks.
And I hope you enjoy the rest of Malta Comic Con.
I shall. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Hello, this is Dan here at Malta Comic Con, and I am here with some comic book royalty, Mr. Mike Collins. How are you, Mike?
I am doing absolutely bloody marvellous.
Yes. Oh, what a great reaction. That's what we want to hear. How are you finding the convention?
The convention's great. This is my third time in Malta.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Whenever they ask me to come back, I am back here.
Right.
I love it.
So you're a regular?
Kind of, yeah.
A big fan.
Yeah. It's great.
Do they treat you well here, the organisers?
They treat me brilliantly. And who can turn down a convention where there's sunshine?
Sunshine, beaches, yeah. Great architecture. I mean, I really got to see a little bit of it in Valletta the other day. But it's gorgeous. So gorgeous.
Absolutely gorgeous. The whole island's fabulous.
I really do want to come back. Hopefully, you never know. Luckily, fingers crossed, I'll get invited back as well. That'd be fantastic. Because I've had an awesome time meeting guys like you as well. Can I ask about any of your current work, or have you got anything coming up?
Well, for the most part these days, I'm not doing comics. I'm working storyboarding for TV. So,
okay, cool.
Said Good Omens come out, which is storyboarded.
Oh, wow, really?
The next show that I worked on, and in fact, I'm still working on series two now, is Dark Materials.
Oh.
Which I've been storyboarding, which is just fabulous. I mean, forget the movie. I mean, a noble failure, but the TV show is just brilliant.
Is it BBC?
It's BBC HBO.
Oh, nice.
So it's a co-production, so there's a bit of money behind it.
Ooh.
It looks great.
I saw the trailer. It looks absolutely fantastic. And I'll be watching.
The real thrill of that trailer
Yeah.
He's seeing scenes that I bored and designed. And that's a great thing about storyboarding. Like, yeah. I love doing comics. Comics is still my first love.
Yeah.
It's the way I always describe myself as a comic book artist. But getting to do storyboards and getting to see stuff for real,
yeah,
based on your life. Drawings is just unimaginably great.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Have you ever had like a situation where you've storyboarded something and they've maybe taken it in a different direction or slightly?
Oh god, that happens a lot.
Yeah.
One of the first directors I worked with said to me, you realise, Michael, that your job is to show me what I don't want. But that's great, because the thing is, you can work out ideas, and if they don't work on a sheet of A4 paper, then that's a sheet of A4 paper as opposed to a day's filming.
I mean, it's transferring it into another medium, isn't it?
Absolutely,
trying to take that general idea and transform it to real life. I think that's fantastic, though. It's almost like your dream is just going to come to life.
Oh, good God, yeah. When I worked on Doctor Who, we got to do the two-parter set in a Dalek base. Walking on that set and seeing the Daleks moving around in exactly the way I'd drawn them was just like sheer joy. I was 7 years old again. So I'm playing with toys, but these are real.
Yes. We're all man children here. And we all love it.
Yeah.
We all love all this stuff and we're having a great time. I've got a little silly question to ask.
Go on, go for it.
It's more you relaying an anecdote. Ian Richardson asked me to ask you about LFCC.
Aha, yes, right.
And about a daughter and a mother, and it's about your Doctor Who storyboards. So,
right, well, one of the things about doing comics conventions is you've got us guys that have been doing it for years, and you've got certain people that turn up and just say they're artists, and they'll have stands and just knock off stuff and what have you. So people are inevitably wary. So when this mother and daughter came to my stand, we're going, well, you don't really work for the BBC doing Doctor Who, do you? You don't really do that. And I go, no, I do. This is my job. This is what I do. And then as they were about to leave, Stephen Moffat and his son turned up and went, hiya, Mike, how are you doing? And the expressions on their faces was just like, what now? it was that bit in Annie Hall where Woody Allen drags over Marsha McLuhan to make a point.
Yes.
Marsha McLuhan moment.
That's a fantastic story. You're right. There are a lot of kind of people that pretend to be something they're not and stuff, but you are exactly what you say you are, you know, and you're advertised as such, and people still don't believe you.
No, I know, it's a face, it's very unconvincing.
Well, I think we'll end it there, Mike. Oh, thank you so much for joining us. It's been an absolute blast. Thank you for
Cheers.
Your time.
All right,
take care.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Dan again at Malta Comic Con, and I'm here with the man, the myth, the legend. It's Mr. John Higgins. How are you, sir?
Pretty good, thank you. I'm starting to lose my voice because I've been talking to so many people today.
I have. Well, we've all been talking quite a bit, and we've been having a lot of fun. How have you found the convention so far?
Well, everyone gave us a heads up on how the convention was going to unfold. It has unfolded very similar to the experience that everyone's had before, which is great. If something's working, then why change a good formula?
Exactly.
Today's been incredibly busy. So yes, we really enjoyed ourselves over the last couple of days, but today was particularly hectic and talking so much to people. And there's so many enthusiastic comic fans here. When we were told it was a comics convention, that's a pleasant surprise nowadays, because as we all know, the big movies, Game of Thrones, etc.
You're right, yeah.
Cosplay, which is all valid stuff, tend to take over some of the conventions I've been to.
So they can do, Yeah, I think in a way, sometimes they become more of a pop culture convention and less of a comic convention. But some conventions are like that, and that's fine. And like you said, all valid things if you love them. But if you're into comics, I think this is a good one, though. I think this has a strong comic presence, much like Oldham. And I've had a blast, and all the fans are lovely. All the creators have been amazing. But like you said, it's been so busy today. I've struggled to get people in to record because everyone is so busy. Signing, drawing, you name it. But it's been a fantastic couple of days. I've had a great time. Can I just quickly ask you about what you're working on currently or what's coming up?
At the moment, Sally and I are working on sort of a secret project with Michael Carroll. In a way, I can't really say too much about it because it's probably quite a few months away from being published.
Yeah,
it's going to be published in the magazine. Obviously, Matt Smith is our editor. And I am actually trying something new, which I've been trying to, every 2000 a day is my spiritual home.
Oh, yeah.
It's the place where I've been allowed to try anything and everything. And some of it, thankfully, most of it seems to work out very, very well. But sometimes all of my mistakes appear on the printed page. So they're allowing me to experiment again, and hopefully this time I will have known enough over the last 30, 40 years I've been working for them on and off, that I will get it more right than not. But I'm trying something new, and it's technically new, and it's also, it's not going to be a great deal different to anyone who likes the work I do generally, but I want to create a new fluidity.
Okay.
So I'm really, really excited about it. So that's with Sally Jane Hurst, who's my colleague.
Yes.
She's my colleague. Mm. And obviously Michael Carroll, who worked with quite a few times.
Yeah.
And Jude Stratton and other things. So we're very, very excited about
that. It sounds really interesting that you're like, you're still experimenting, you know, this far into your career.
Yeah. I mean, Sally just says, how long have you been doing this? 40 years and you still haven't got it right. So
yeah.
Hopefully I'll get it right this time.
I'm sure you will. And I just want to ask a quick, kind of silly question. I just want to ask simply, who watches The Watchmen?
Everyone in the whole world, apparently.
They do.
I mean, the great thing is, everywhere I go, I am so lucky to be invited to be associated to Watchmen and to The Killing Joke.
Yes.
And
yeah,
the great
course.
Thing is, because of the new collected edition, the Absolute Edition.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Both colouring appear. So I'm incredibly.
Have you started watching the new show that's linked to The Watchmen?
No, I haven't actually. No. It's one of those weird things. I mean, it's, from what I've heard, it's set 25 years after
yes.
Watchmen, so
it's kind of its own entity almost.
Yeah. So what is the point of calling it Watchmen?
True. That's good. That's a good question. I think a lot of people have said that you could have just made something that's totally original. But
exactly.
There you go.
I think it's like one. Well, it's a seal of approval. You know. Of excellence, I think now, which everything's come out. I think before Watchmen was a very valid approach of doing something Watchmen-esque,
yeah,
because it was actually based on what Alan McDavid had put in place already.
Yeah,
the only thing that actually was different was Curse of the Crimson Corsair,
yeah,
which is what I was involved in.
Yeah.
And I'm not totally sure why they didn't call it Tales of the Black Draper personally, but
yeah,
apparently some copyright reasons.
Who knows? But I think that's the thing about nowadays is that when they want to promote something, a movie or a TV show, they take an established name and then just package it on top of something.
Yeah.
Because they know it's an established name, like Ghostbusters. You know, they're going to go, well, people will come and see that. We can save a lot of money on marketing.
Yeah, exactly. That's it now. As I said, it's like watching the seal of approval. And the thing is, as I said, they haven't let us down. I personally don't think. No matter what Alan Moore says,
yeah,
and
yeah.
We all know what Alan Moore says.
Yeah.
And quite rightly so, he has his opinion. But I think the quality they've done with Before Watchmen, and from what I'm hearing about the Watchmen TV series, I think the quality's still up there. And the great thing is, it's like Zack Snyder and the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, he was a Watchmen fan.
Yeah, huge.
And he wanted to treat it with respect. He wasn't just going to try and do some,
no,
you know, any run-of-the-mill superhero movie. He wanted to do justice to Watchmen.
Yeah.
And I think that's what I've heard. The
TV show.
Showrunner,
yeah.
The showrunner's talking about it in, I think it's called The Village. No, it's a New Yorker.
Yeah, yeah.
I was interviewed for that a couple of weeks ago. It's just come out in the organisers of this convention has put stuff on a link up online, so if you want to check out me being interviewed about Watchmen, which I'm always happy to talk about.
Yeah, of course.
I've gathered, by the way, I'm gathering on about Watchmen now. I'm a huge fan of it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And I think that's the beauty of Watchmen, is that, you know, even after all this time, we're still talking about it. You know, it's a seminal work. And I'm a huge fan, obviously. And many millions and billions of people, you know, love that stuff. And on that lovely note, I've been singing your praises far too much already. Thank you so much for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Thanks, Sam. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. I hope you enjoy the rest of Malta Comic Con.
I'm looking forward to it because the little bar opening is coming into sight as we speak.
Oh, I can't wait myself. I'm going to get a big one.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.